Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
That is the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon. We are really grateful for that. And on Fridays, what we like to do is present to you, for your eating pleasure, the restaurant of the week. And this week, we're going to be talking about Bubba's with Chris Diebold. And Chris is in studio with us. Chris, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is fun.
Yeah, it is. So far, anyway, right? We haven't hit you or done anything bad so far.
That's right.
Yeah. So this restaurant has just exploded in downtown with regard to people loving what it is you guys are doing. Bubba's, tell us the story. Where'd this come from?
Well, I appreciate that. Bubba is a brainchild of ours that has been years in the making. My family moved here from Texas in the 90s to follow my father and his job. And Southern cuisine has just been in my roots. We're from Texas and spent summers in North Carolina. And so this is the food that I grew up with and that I love. And it's been really fun to see it come to life here in Des Moines. Started off a few years ago as a pop-up. We did a pop-up restaurant.
Yeah, let's talk about that. There was a big series of pop-ups going on. It was kind of a rage. There were clothing and food and all kinds of things. And
that's right.
That kind of went away, didn't it?
Yeah. So this would have been about 2013. Mm-hmm. And we decided we would try this as a pop-up for a three-day span. And you do pop-ups for multiple reasons, but mostly to vet concepts, to get some promotion, to have some creative expression. And we did it at Hoyt Sherman Place in the gallery there. Our thought process being was it sort of evoked that Southern antebellum vibe.
Well, at the same time, we also have to – Hoyt Sherman, you know, his brother was the one that marched to the sea.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Tecumseh Sherman.
There you go.
There's another link, you know? Yikes.
So, but yeah, we did three nights of it, multiple seatings each night. We tried to make it as much like a real restaurant as we could. We did table turns and took reservations over the phone and all of that. And people seemed to love it. So ever since then, we've been looking to do this for real and got close a few times with a different pieces of property, and this is the one that stuck. So we're at 10th and Mulberry.
The site that you're at 10th and Mulberry, used to be
the Raccoon River Brewing Company.
That's so. Right. Which we had a long run there.
Yeah,
it was
18
very
years.
Successful. Yeah.
It's a great place.
One of the first, I think, in that space. I mean, as far as these local breweries.
That's right. That and Court Avenue, I think, were open right around the same time.
Yeah.
And so it was a long run. We've totally changed the space. For anybody that hasn't been in there, it's totally different now. And Blackbird Development is taking the rest of that building. It's called the Clemens Building, and they're making it into really beautiful lofts. So soon enough, in the next few months, we'll have some great lofts above us and
nice.
Some new neighbors that hopefully will love
frequent.
Southern food.
Yeah, frequent Bubba's. With us is Chris Diebold, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Bubba. That is the Southern comfort food stop. In downtown Des Moines. So give us a flavor of the flavor. What fried chicken?
Definitely.
Gotta
lots of fried chicken. I like to say it's sort of the greatest hits of the South. Everything from the Southeast, that low country food, shrimp and grits, fried green tomatoes, through the South, picking up on some Gulf flavors, some Louisiana flavors, into Texas, my home turf, with chicken fried steak and, you know, hearty meatloaf.
Any barbecue?
We don't do that yet. Our thought process on that is there's a lot of great barbecue places mm-hmm. in town, and that is what they do. And they do that day in and day out, and they do that one thing well or those few things well. And we thought there was enough of a story to be told throughout the rest of the South that we'd let them have that, and we'd try to focus on some of those other things.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Greens?
Definitely greens.
Got to have greens, man.
We have some great greens. We also have amazing black-eyed peas, and we cook them with a little bit of andouille, so there's some smokiness to them. Tyra Banks came in a few months back
and raved about
our black-eyed peas, so we were very excited about that.
This is one of those kinds of things, and I indicated that right in the opening, that you guys have gotten some amazing press. You really have for a brand-new place. relatively different. Maybe that's part of it. But Southern comfort food here in Yankeeville is really seems to be going over.
Well, it's real fun to see Southern transplants come in and introduce themselves. I always love that. So if there's any Southerners listening right now, please come shake my hand. I'd love to meet you and hear about your favorite foods and the stuff that your grandmother made or your parents made. But also, this is food that's just – it's really accessible to a Midwestern palate. There's a lot of crossover with what I would call farm food.
Right.
And so there's something for everybody on that menu, and I think that's part of what's resonating with people.
Let's talk a little bit about the facility itself, okay, the property itself. Now, when we're talking about Southern food and fried chicken and black-eyed peas and greens, one would perhaps get the idea that this is like Lambert's Throat Rolls down in Missouri or something like that. You know, it's just kind of laid back and kind of – but you guys have added a little pizzazz to Bubba.
That's right. Yeah, I think it would be easy to assume that there'd be this sort of honky-tonk, peanuts-on-the-floor type
right.
place. But one thing we wanted to do is, you know, Bubba is a term in the South of endearment for the oldest brother. So I'm a Bubba. My sister, my mother call me Bubba. But that term transcends all socioeconomic boundaries in the South. So you've got Bubbas who are that kind of honky-tonk stereotype. But then you have people of all stripes that also call themselves very proudly Bubba. And so what we wanted to do was take a little bit of Charleston and elevate the dining experience in the space. And I think people are a little surprised when they walk in that, you know, there's floor-to-ceiling curtains, there's chandeliers, there's sconces, there's tufted leather couches and wingbacks, and it's very comfortable and accessible.
You know, you said Charleston, and that's a great segue. It does look a bit like Charleston. You know what else it reminded me of the first time I walked in there was the Capitol Hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Ah.
It's right across the street from the big hotel, but they have – it's a beautiful facility, very much like Bubba.
Yeah. And a lot of – you know, some of our design cues were taken from Georgetown and in Washington, D.C. area. And so, yeah, we're kind of going for that Southern prep vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But also we worked really hard to make sure that it stayed accessible enough that – a guy on a Tuesday night in a ball cap and jeans would feel comfortable coming into Bubba and having some fried chicken.
And that it can be a real – well, it can be difficult to be able to carry off. I mean, that somebody does feel comfortable in a place with floor-to-ceiling curtains.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, there's practical applications of those curtains, too. They're not just pretty. They absorb sound. And the same with the upholstered furniture. You know, it costs a little more, but it's not only comfortable, it also helps with absorption.
Now, when you're looking at the entire idea, who would be – and I know you're going to say everybody. You'd love to have everybody come there. But when you're talking about your core audience, who do you think that might be? Not just folks that like Southern food, but
right.
What do you think?
Well, you know, on the lounge side of things, we have a very heavy focus in brown liquor. Lots of bourbons, rye. So first
sense.
And foremost, I think if we had to pick one key demographic, it would be that person who enjoys brown spirits and also wants to have some good food with that. What's interesting is to watch the whiskey aficionados who have found us already come in and day out to see what we get our hands on. Iowa's not the easiest place to sell liquor. It's pretty hard to get the rare stuff here.
Well, it is because the Liquor Control Commission here in Iowa, they don't carry necessarily everything.
That's right. And a lot of it is very limited allocation. So getting our hands on it in the first place is really hard. And there's always sort of an arms race going on with that. It's competitive. And sometimes, you know, you're literally getting in the car when you hear somebody has something and you're driving to a store first come, first serve. But so I would say as far as target audience is concerned, we may skew a little male just because of the whiskey influence on that menu.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of things for ladies as well. We have a great wine list and a number of juleps. Everybody right now is doing mules around town,
sure,
Moscow mules
everybody.
And different flavored riffs on that. And we figured we have a real opportunity to sort of corner the market in juleps. who doesn't like an adult slushy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, so we're doing that.
And the Kentucky Derby's coming.
It's coming up. Yeah, we're starting to plan a party.
I bet you are. Chris Dybul, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Bubba, and that is a southern, well, it's a southern experience here in the Yankee city of Des Moines. When you went about the whole idea of conceptualizing this, did you reach out to some other folks to help you, or... And I suspect
yes,
you did.
And that can't be stressed enough. I've spent the majority of my career working alongside Orchestrate Hospitality,
sure.
Paul Rottenberg and George Famaro, and had a wonderful opportunity to help them build their brands. It's been a one-of-a-kind experience that I wouldn't trade for anything. But that organization has made this possible, and they're still playing a role in the day-to-day operations of Bubba, and I could not do it without them. They're wonderful people. I consider them family,
mm-hmm.
and certainly Paul, first and foremost, this would never have happened without his support and constant encouragement. And, you know, he's had to listen to lots of years of crazy ideas come out of my mouth, and the patience that that takes, I'm sure, is something in and of itself. But, you know, lessons from those folks are invaluable.
They really are, because those the names that you just – Paul and George – are real staples. You talk about staples in the dining experience world here in Des Moines. And, you know, I know Paul all right. I do know Paul. But George and I go back really literally years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know of a harder working man in the food service business than George Famaro. I mean, he's still
sleep.
At it.
No.
He's still at it. And, you know, his support, and this is really important for people to understand and know, his support of other restaurateurs in town is unparalleled.
That's right.
When my friend Michael Leo of the Strudel House mm-hmm. has an event, George is there.
Yeah.
When my friend David Baruthio has an event, George is there.
Yeah.
You know, this guy really loves independent fine food here in the city.
That's the great thing about Des Moines, I think, is that you have all of these folks that genuinely want to support each other and don't view it as competition in the strict sense, but in friendly terms.
Mm.
And, you know, we all want to do our little thing and do it well and support each other. And that's a lesson I've learned from those guys. And it's something that I think's elevated the whole food scene, is that mentality that they drive home every day amongst their team helps the whole city grow.
One of the things that I ask every one of our restaurateurs that comes through here for Restaurant of the Week, while all of this is great and it's a good time and you know, you can show – and being a host for a restaurant, I think, is just a wonderful opportunity to be of service to so many different people and meet so many different people. That's the good side.
Mm-hmm.
And the food preparation and the building and all of those and the marketing, great stuff. However, oftentimes when it comes to the world of finding employees, that can be the toughest part. Similar for you guys?
Yeah, it's definitely a constant challenge. First of all, we're a growing city, so competition's growing for the labor force. You know, there's a new restaurant opening, seems like, every quarter, and we have to compete for that talent. We also are in a white-collar town where, traditionally speaking, you know, you'd have a lot of folks go to the insurance hubs of the world or the banking employers. And I think we're just now starting to build a culture and community where someone can really see a way to develop and grow a career in hospitality.
Absolutely.
A true career. But that's just starting to take shape. I think for many, many years, most folks thought of it as a transitional job. You know, I'm in college or I'm in between jobs, or I'm getting a divorce, I need some extra income, whatever that may be. And now you're seeing more and more folks decide that they're going to make a go of it. And really great hospitality folks can make a wonderful living.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the good servers are making a ton of money and they're not working 40 hours a week.
No, they're not.
And
they have freedom.
They have a ton of freedom, and they have, relatively speaking, they don't have to put up with a lot of the responsibilities that others do. They get to come in, be around people, work in a fast-paced environment, make their money, and get out. And that's,
and say bye.
That's appealing to a lot of folks.
It is very appealing to a lot of folks. As a matter of fact, talking about that whole trend, I believe it is next Tuesday, I think. The Iowa Restaurant Association has a career fair here in town. And so there are seeking individuals who want a career in hospitality industry to make sure that they go down there. I think it's between 10 and 2 at the Iowa Events Center, as a matter of fact. So a good place to go and learn more about what Chris and I are talking about. Well, congratulations. I think this
Thank you.
Good stuff. I've been a fan of what it is you guys do at Orchestrate and what you've done at Bubba as well. And it's always a pleasure that the wide variety of people that we get behind the microphone for Restaurant of the Week is astounding. It really is. But they all have one thing in common. They really want to bring their game to the culinary experience here in Des Moines.
Well, it's been a great first 8 months. We're looking forward to many, many more. And I would encourage anybody that's interested to visit BubbaDSM.com to learn more and come see us.
Yeah, there you go. And we will have links to BubbaDSM.com up on our radio blog as well. Chris, thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We've got to have to step aside. And why? Well, because it's Friday and we still do have business to conduct. We're going to take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. Markets go up or down. We will tell you all of that and why when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.